Hey everybody, this is Kaylee from the Script Cabinet, and I am just here to celebrate the fact that I gained 500 subscribers on YouTube. And I know it doesn't sound like a big milestone, but it does to me because I've only been doing this for a couple months and I'm still kind of processing the fact that people want to listen to me, and I just am so grateful. But the way that I want this audio to go I'm afraid that it'll draw some people away, but it might not. I might be over exaggerating. I might be overthinking. But I had this idea before what happened with J.K. Rowling, and I do not agree with her at all. I have already made a post about this on Reddit, as well as Black Lives Matter and Trans Lives Matter as well. And the fact that I now have like a separate email, the idea sparked in my head that I could resort myself in Hogwarts and Ilvermorny and find out your wand and find out your Patronus. And I really liked that idea, but I was waiting for the right time to do it. But then Rowling had to be a piece of shit. And it's really sad because I feel like there's supposed to be more to say, but I'm not quite sure. But I do have trans friends, and I have supported them, and I will continue to support them, as I hope that everybody that you know is supported by you, no matter their sexuality or their gender or how they identify themselves. That's what matters. And also, just as Daniel Radcliffe had said, if people that have grown up in the Harry Potter world, if the books or the movies resided into you, like if it brought you joy, that's between you and the work. And no matter what the writer has done, I mean, she should be credited for this huge phenomenon that she's created. But at the still time, I do believe that she should be held accountable for her words. Okay, with that aside, I've created an account, and I will be celebrating 500 subscribers by resorting myself into Hogwarts. And I have already done it. I really hope that I get the same answers as the first time I did it, as I did this around. But I don't know. Could you change into other houses? I'm not quite sure. But anyway, let's begin. All right. So I'm on the website. Discover your house. Okay. I'm not sure if I had to activate the account or anything. But let's just see. Oh, damn it. That's my phone. Wait a second. All right. Discover your Hogwarts house. Adorn the sorting hat. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care about an app. Okay. Straight to it. Okay. River or forest? To be honest, I think... Okay, when I first got this question, I thought, here's the thing, if I just escaped from prison, I would go to the river to get the scent off me, but at the same time, that might be one of the first places that cops go to, I don't know, but also there's bugs by the river, but there's also bugs in the forest, but generally, both kind of like resign with me. I do like landscape and I do like the water. I say river. Okay. Which road tempts you most? Okay. The twisting leaf-strewn path through the woods, the wide sunny grassy lane, the narrow dark lantern-lit alley, the cobbled street lined with ancient buildings. Which path draws me more? Something tells me the cobbled stone path with the ancient buildings. But at the same time, if it was a city, it kind of scares me. Yeah, Little thing about me, I get afraid in cities if you're walking down the street, because I am a woman, of course, and there was a time in which I was almost abducted, but that's a story for a story time or something. If you want to hear about that, let me know. All right. But I think, what were the other ones again? Least strewn path through the woods. Cobblestone. I think ancient buildings, because there's a bathroom. Yeah, okay. Okay. If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose? To be honest, cats. Oh my god, they changed it so you can pick which kind. Okay. A ginger cat, white cat, Siamese cat, tabby cat, black cat. Oh, come on. Okay, when I get a house of my own, I really want to adopt either a Siberian cat or a Maine Coon. I really want a gentle giant. But at the same time, I mean, I don't really care about color, except I've always wanted to adopt a black cat. So I think I'm going to choose a black cat, because that just makes me more rich than I already am. Yes, okay. I'm glad I'm having fun. All right. Four boxes are placed before you. Which would you try and open? The gleaming jet black box with... Oh, these are so many words. I really hope you guys like to hear me say things. Okay. Marka Merlin. Small pewter box. And assuming in plain. Says, I only open for the worthy. Well, I know I'm not going to pick that, because I'm not going to think that I'm worthy. I self-loathe way too much. A small tortoise shell box embellished with gold. Some small creature inside squeaking. No! No! You don't know what's going to pop out. The ornate golden casket standing with clawed feet, whose inscription warns that both secret knowledge and unbearable temptation lie within. Well, on the website, that one actually looks the prettiest box. Known to be the Markham Merlin. I didn't like the show Merlin. I'm sure this has nothing to do with it. Was Merlin a real person? I mean, he was in Sword of the Stone. As you can see, I know nothing about this kind of folklore. I'm gonna say the one with clawed feet, secret knowledge and unbearable temptation. Though that could be... It's tempting. But the secret knowledge might be the lesson that I learned from opening that, and a bad thing happens to me. As you can see, I overthink a shit ton. Yeah. If you could have any power, which would you choose? Oh, okay. I know this isn't going to be an option, but if I were to have a superpower... It would be, I would want the ability to touch something and know absolutely everything about it. Like, just think, I could go to an antique shop and I could touch, like, a box and be like, this is a writing box made in 1894 or something like that. Or I can pick up a book and then suddenly I know exactly what happens. I've read it all within, like, a second, you know, just by touching it. Or I could just accidentally bump somebody in the street and I go, what did you do last night? yeah, that would be my superpower. Yeah, just imagine like going down an aisle in a library and just touching all the books. I mean, I imagine you get a migraine like afterwards, but it'd be cool. It saved me loads of time and I wouldn't have to ask any questions. Let's see. Okay. The power to read minds. The power to change the past. Oh, I would love that. Oh my god. But I also don't believe that. I believe that, maybe I just read too many books, but I believe that if somebody actually did go back in time and change something in their life, it would just happen in a different form. You know, like, if you go back in time and save somebody's life, they might just get a different version of the same fate. You know, I don't know what that's called, but yeah, that's why I wouldn't choose that. Power of invisibility, Locker room, anybody? The power to speak to animals. That one's pretty good. I would actually like that. Superhuman strength. Or the power to change your appearance at will. Well, although that would be nice to change my appearance. I could turn myself into a mermaid. I could turn myself into an animal. I could change myself into another person and fool them. But if I'm in the wizarding world, couldn't I just, like, drink a potion or something? I think I would want... Then again, if I spoke to animals, they'd probably just... They might not be as intelligent as we hope, so... Change your appearance at will. How would you like to be known for in history? The great, the wise, the bold, the good. I don't want to be known as the bold. That doesn't seem of any value to me. Or the great, because there's too many greats in this world. The wise or the good? The good is kind of like blah. I think I'll go for the wise. Oh, great. Okay. A troll has gone berserk in the headmaster's study at Hogwarts. It is about to smash, crush, and tear several irreplaceable items and treasures. In which order would you rescue these objects from the troll's club if you could? Let's see. Wait, do I... Oh, do I... They changed the layout. A nearly perfected cure for dragon pox. I'm going to put that for 3 because you can always just make another. Student records going back 1,000 years. I think I put that at 1. Because... What's my reasoning? But a mysterious handwritten book full of strange ruins. Part of me wants that to be first, but, like, the history of students going back, like, 1,000 years, that is kind of cool. But also, they'd be dead, so would we need it? Alright, I think the strange ruins... No, come on. Okay, I think the cure for dragon pox at 3. Student records at 2, and then the mysterious handwritten book full of strange ruins at 1. Yeah. That's how I'm doing it. Heads or tails? Oh, fuck. Okay. Heads or tails? Well, I seem to always pick tails. When I have to choose between heads or tails, I don't know why. I'm not going to think. I'm just going to pick tails. The sorting hat is ready to make its decision. Okay. If I don't get what I think I'm going to get, I'm going to get very upset. Well, I won't be too upset. I mean, I always have the first account. Ravenclaw! Yes! Oh my god, okay. Yes. I'm so happy I can confirm that I'm a Ravenclaw. Whew, okay. Wit, learning, and wisdom. You probably know that some of Ravenclaw's most renowned members include Gilderoy Lockhart and Luna Lovegood. But did you know Ravenclaw's Grey Lady is the least talkative Hogwarts house ghost, or that Ravenclaw's common room boasts the most stunning views of the castle grounds? Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And there's also Cho Chang. Professor Trelawney? I don't know, but I think that she would be my favorite teacher because she reminds me of one of my other favorite teachers in college. And of course, Luna Lovegood. That's cool. Okay. So now, what is next? Mm-hmm. Yes, a Ravenclaw. Trying to find. Okay, here we go. Discover your wand or discover your Patronus first. I say let's discover our wand first. Because I actually don't remember. I think I had. In the first one, I had. I think it was like 11 or 12 inches of dogwood and like unicorn hair. I don't know. I forgot what it means, but okay. Let's go to the wand shop. First of all, would you describe yourself as average height, short, or tall? My boyfriend says I'm short, but no. I am 5 foot, 4.5, 5 foot five on a good day, and that is average for a woman, okay? Yes, I am average. My eyes are... Okay, my eyes are like a yellowish, greenish brown. So basically hazel. But yeah. Was the day on which you were born an even number or an odd number? It was an even number. January 14th. Alright. Do you most pride yourself on your determination, resilience, originality, kindness, optimism, intelligence, or imagination? I do like to pride myself on my originality. I like my imagination, but I always know that I could do better things. And intelligence I am proud of, but there are times when I am stupid. So, I'm going to say originality. Well, this quiz is going by quicker. Traveling alone down a deserted road, you reach a crossroad. Do you continue left towards the sea, right towards the castle, ahead towards the forest? Well, if I'm traveling alone, it depends on the circumstance, because if I need help, I'd go to the castle. But I'd also want to go towards the sea, because I feel like that just resides within me. And if it was a castle, they probably wouldn't let me in because I wouldn't be royalty. Or maybe I would be, I don't know. I think left towards the sea. I'm going on vacation. I'm having a holiday. Do you most fear fire, isolation, small places, darkness, or heights? As much as an introvert I am, I'm most afraid of isolation. I'm terrified of people just, like, I'm terrified of saying the wrong thing and suddenly everybody hates me. I hate it. All right. In a chest of magical artifacts, which would you choose? Silver dagger, glittering jewel, golden key, black glove, dusty bottle, bound scroll, or ornate mirror? Well, the scroll, we don't know what the scroll is. But the golden key could open up to something else. So I'm going to say... But the dagger kind of sounds cool. But I'm going to say golden key. Chestnut wood with unicorn hair core, 12 1/4 inch, and quite bendy flexibility. All right, sure, but what does that mean? I know not what that means. All right, your Patronus, okay. Now, my Patronus, it was a polar bear. And they said that the polar bear was like the rarest Patronus of them all. I don't know whether or not to believe it, but I think that would be pretty fucking cool if I thought of my happiest memory and then suddenly a huge polar bear just sprouts from my wand. That'd be really cool. But let's discover it. Let's discover if this is still true. Do-do-do-do. Also, what does bendy flexibility mean in a wand? Like, isn't it going to be, like, really floppy? Oh. This one has music to it, so I hope that... Yeah, we're still recording. Alright. The Patronus is a kind of positive force, a projection of the very things that the Dementor feeds upon. Hope, happiness, and the desire to survive. Remus Lupin. Yeah, there's Harry! That's Harry's Patronus. That's a deer. Discover your Patronus. Now, remember, this was very fast. Okay, think of a happy memory. Dream Dance Discover, ah, damn it. Not fast enough. This isn't very fast, but I'm thinking of Mackinac Island, very happy, happiest place. Rain. It did rain on Mackinac last time I was there. I like how we're going through a forest. Warm. It was warm or cold. Think, sense, feel. I think a lot. A Patronus is forming. I saw a claw, or it might have been a fang. Keep going. This is very tense! Safe or free? I don't know. It's okay, you could skip. A Dementor could have gotten you while you hesitated. Choose again. Okay, fine, I'll actually concentrate. Lost, found. Black, gray, white. Oh, come on. White. Dragon release for your Patronus. Expecto Patronum! Okay, who do I got? I got a fox! Aww! What a happy little foxy! Okay, cool. I wasn't expecting that. Actually, a fox was my favorite animal in high school, but that was probably just because "What Does the Fox Say?" became such a big thing. Wow. That's really cool. Expecto Patronum. Let's see that one again. So cool. I mean, a polar bear is pretty badass. I feel like a polar bear would protect me more than a fox, but you know what? Who cares? We're just doing this to have fun. But right now, my favorite animal is actually a moose. Yeah. Couple of fun facts about me. I hope this is how we're celebrating 500 subscribers. Huh. Now, how do you sort yourself in Ilvermorny? Like, they change stuff around. Discover. There's Hogwarts sorting, but I'm searching. Hold on. Ilvermorny houses sorting. Ilvermorny sorting. Wait, let's come back in a little. Wow, they took it down? Why though? Okay, let's do something else. Play Buzz. Ilvermorny sorting Pottermore. Alright, let's try this quiz. And then we'll be gone. Yeah. Let's see. Basically the Americanized wizarding school. Okay. This should be easy, and I think last time, I don't even remember the name for the one. I knew I wasn't the serpent. I was the bird. I was a bird twice. Yeah, so I was a Ravenclaw, then I was the bird that was in this one, which is like a, I don't know, someone said that it was a mix of Gryffindor and Ravenclaw, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Okay. Would you rather hunt or heal? Heal. Always heal. I don't like taxidermy. What's your preference? Plot or explore? It depends. I do like to explore, but I have to be in the mood. But for the most part, I plan. So I choose plot. But if my plot is to explore, haha, there you go. Do you prefer to remember or experience? Well, remembering things gives me joy, but experiencing them, I almost feel like I don't get the most out of experiencing because you don't know what you got until it's gone, but, and I have been losing my memory ever since, like, getting real depressed and stuff. I would like to remember, but, I think experience. Because I feel like that's more positive. You can rescue a baby or the only bottle of a potion that could save 1,000 lives. Oh, come on, I hate this question. To be honest, I'd choose the potion. Wait. The answer said the baby, the bottle only might save 1,000 lives. The bottle, the chance of saving 1,000 lives is too important to miss. I'm going to choose that one. Which you're right, which I could get the bottle and then have enough time to save the baby if I needed to. Which is the better motto? Friends should not demand blind faith, or it is nobler to be deceived than to be mistrustful. No, it is not nobler to be deceived, because if you've been tricked, you're not necessarily the better person. You're learning, sure, but it doesn't always feel good. But I think friends should not demand blind faith, because that's true. I mean, if I meet someone, I can't demand their respect. I can't demand their loyalty, so. No curse can work without the victim's secret consent. What? No curse can work without the victim's secret consent. That's kind of true. They kind of have to succumb to it. I mean, especially if you work with, like, witchcraft. All right. I most value freedom, individuality, service, or ambition. I would say freedom, but, even with freedom, you're not free. Just ask any American. I think I admire my individuality. I would most like to discover a powerful magical creature loyal to only me, an all-magical city hidden from the nomad world, a spell more powerful than any other, a magical plant that could cure any illness. I would most like to discover. So I would, like, get a patent on it. To be honest, I always wanted a magical creature, so I'm going to say that. I challenge authority, other people's patience, convention, and myself. I do challenge other people's patience sometimes, but... And I do challenge authority. I do. Well, not necessarily authority as in cops, but... Authority as in people that work to, that try to make me believe that they're my boss when they're actually not and they're younger than me and like, I'm gonna say authority. My greatest weakness is nobody's business but mine. What makes me me? The source of my greatest strength? Something I must change. I think something I must change. I do honestly believe that. Because my greatest weakness, it pulls me down all the time, and I feel like if I could change it, I would be in a better place. If I could, I would never feel pain, fear, regret, or shame. Well, we need to feel regret so we don't do it again. And we need to feel fear because it keeps us out of danger. And we kind of need to feel shame because, well, if we hurt somebody, it's painful, you know? But pain, well, what kind of pain? The emotional, the spiritual, the physical? If I could never feel physical pain, I mean, that'd be bad because isn't there a condition where you wouldn't feel pain, but then you wouldn't know that something's wrong with you? Like if you've broken a bone or something? I think I would never feel fear. That one seemed to be the less, like, important, but if you have the senses that you can sense danger, I think you'd be fine without fear. Because you wouldn't put yourself into those situations in the first place. A soulmate is out there somewhere, an illusion, a psychic twin, strong where I'm weak, weak where I'm strong. Well, opposites do attract. That seems to be like my boyfriend and I. But I also do kind of think that a soulmate is an illusion. It's kind of like, that's something that you come up with, and if it sticks, it sticks. But I feel like I'm leaning more towards strong where I'm weak and weak where I'm strong, because sometimes difference is a good thing, because you need to level each other out. All right, this is a 30-question quiz. I'm on question 13. And my throat is getting dry. I should get some water. My beliefs are hard won, who I am, constantly evolving, few but strong. I don't think my beliefs are constantly evolving, though I really hope that a lot of people's beliefs are evolving. Oh, everything. But I also think it's because of cancel culture and all that shit. But I do have beliefs, and they are strong, and they do make me. I say my beliefs are few but strong, sure. My best ideas get me in trouble, aren't appreciated enough. I'm choosing that immediately. You don't need to hear the rest. Why? Why not? Because I want to? Stupid question. We may never know. Why? We may never know. Yeah. All I need is some help already inside me. A little more time and opportunity. I think I need some help. I do. I need therapy. Please help me. I should start a Patreon just so I can go to therapy. One day, okay? One day. And I swear, I probably wouldn't even use the money from Patreon to go to therapy. I'd probably use it to support the channel and, like, only the channel. Because that's where the money should go. Because if people put money into something that they want to follow, the money should be used appropriately to support what they paid for. That's what I believe in, and that is a few, and that is strong. Yes, I am circling it around. This is how it's 1:17 a.m. right now. My mind is kind of going crazy. I often think, why did I do that? Why can't I do that? I wish I had done that. I wonder whether I should do that. I always think of the past, so like, I wish I had done that. But I think, for the most part, I think, I wonder whether I should do that. Because I always ask somebody else if I should do something, even though I know that it doesn't matter either way that I do it. Yeah. Just like whenever I'm sewing, I'm like, hey, should I do this or that? And then people are just like, I don't know, you're the designer, just make up your mind. All right, that says a lot about me, not gonna lie. What would you exchange for your heart's desire? Anything? That which I can afford to lose, blood, sweat, and tears, what it is worth. That I can afford to lose, I feel like that would be safe. I wish I knew how to forget, win, escape, and get through. Well, I don't want to forget because I don't want to relive my past mistakes. I don't really want to win because where's the fun in that if you win all the time? Escape, it might be easy. Not Harry Houdini, but you know. Get through. I wish I knew how to get through, I think I would have less challenges there. I wish I knew how to get through, but I want to forget some bad things, and I feel like I would be a way different person if I did, but still. And I also feel like I know how to get through things, it's just it's always up to me because I'm my own blockade. Let's see. I'm gonna say forget, just for now. My magic is inborn, in need of work, unique, powerful. My magic is in need of work. I believe that we all have magic. But how we use it and how we interact with others, that's what it is, actually. Because we have the power to influence others and we have the power to change the world. But some of us don't realize that. When will I learn to say no, to keep my mouth shut, to do things on time? The secret. When will I learn the secret? That's like so out there. When will I learn to keep my mouth shut? Because there are some times where I should really shut up when I don't. But most of the time I'm really quiet around new people, so. I am strongest when I know I'm right. With my comrades, enthusiastic, awake, or alone. I think I'm strongest when I know I'm right. What would you least like to lose? Reputation, health, luck, dreams, love, hope. To be honest, reputation, I'm terrified of losing that. Health, I really don't want to lose my health. Because if I don't have my health, I won't have anything else. Let's go health. Whose judgment do you most fear? My friends, my own, the world, my family's, histories, nobody's. I do fear my family's judgment a lot. Way more than my friends. What jinx would you least like to experience? A jinx that meant nothing was funny. A jinx that made all the food taste like straw. A jinx that kept you constantly awake. That played music constantly in your head. That struck you dumb. That forced you to tell the truth. The constantly awake one would be really bad because, well, if you're awake, but if you're tired, I get depressed. Yeah, I'm one of those people that gets really depressed when they're tired. So that's a bad thing. But music constantly in my head, I mean, that does happen to me. I feel like I could live with that. But struck you dumb, I don't quite know what that means. I think keep you constantly awake. Which would you choose if you could only have one? The power to change one day in your future, change one day in your past, to make one person impervious to harm, to bring one person back from the dead, to cure one illness worldwide, to eradicate one quality from all humans, to know the answer to any single question. You know, in this day and age, I would say eradicate one quality from all humans. But, I think to know the answer to any single question. I think that would save a lot of time. Where would you least like to find yourself? Imprisoned alone in a silent dungeon, locked in a crowded cage, standing room only. That terrifies me. Me with my autism, that does sound kind of scary. In a dock in court, accused of a crime you did not commit. Well, there would be a chance that I could get out of it if I had a good lawyer. On the deck of a ship as a tidal wave comes over the horizon. Oh no, that would be scary. Trapped in an attic as a house burns below you. That's fucking scary. On the rope bridge fraying over the canyon. Lost in a forest at night, eyes staring at you through the dark. Where would you least like to find yourself? Well, depending on the ship, it might survive the tidal wave. Unless something like the Edmund Fitzgerald happens, or that one scene in 2012, yeah. I almost said 2020, but yeah. Locked in a crowded cage, standing room only. Trapped in an attic with the house burning below you. Well, if it's locked, there might be a key. And, like, I might be able to calm myself down enough if I was in a crowded cage. I think trapped in an attic as the house burns below you. That would be, like, a situation I have no idea how to get out of. Almost done. Two questions left. No, actually, maybe three. Yeah. Think of the question you would most like answered by a person or an all-knowing being or device. Which of the following most closely resembles the answer you'd like to hear? Oh, this question. I don't know if you could hear it, but a train is going by. Not, like, near my house, but, like, the horn goes off and, like, it's a couple miles away, but I can hear it. But maybe with noise reduction, you won't be able to hear it. Let's see. Think of the question you would most like answered. But the answers are, without a shadow of a doubt, never, very soon, it is impossible, yes, I will show you everything, only if you agree, or none of the above. More options on the next question. I think I will show you everything. But let's see if there's any other. If you come with me, no, I didn't, you are, yes, you may, only once. Yeah, none of these questions. So, none of the above. Alright. Last one. Oh, wait. Not for me. None of the above. It was just another, like, option for the answer, because that was a really big question. Okay. I have been sorted into the Horned Serpent, named by Iseult Sire, after the great horned silver serpent that has a jewel set into its forehead. Horned Serpent House is sometimes considered to represent the mind of a witch or a wizard. It is also said that Horned Serpent favors scholars. So I'm basically a Ravenclaw again. sure. Okay. That was a bit different. But yeah, I liked it. Wow, I'm, like, almost going off for an hour, and, whew, what do I say now? I hate closing stuff off, but, yeah, well, my throat does feel very parched. I feel like I'm gonna get a drink of water after this, definitely, but, I feel like I should just close this off by saying that that was kind of fun to sort myself for probably the last time, because, to be honest, I was never a really big fan of Harry Potter anyway. But I think the most important thing to get out of this, if any, is that Harry Potter is a franchise that has brought happiness to so many people around the world. And despite the fact with what the writer has done and said or represented, it is important to acknowledge these issues in our current time and make those moves to start transitioning towards a better future for everybody, because we are the future and we need to create an environment that is welcoming to all, and we need to have inclusivity, we need to have equality, and there's so much shit going on in the world right now and I really don't want to focus on it, but these things just cannot be unsaid. And so with that, I hope that this audio has brought you at least some joy into your life. And I hope that you are having a fantastic day. And I hope that, well, I know that a lot of people go to audios in hopes of forgetting the world. But we can't necessarily escape it. And that's something that is a very hard pill to swallow. We do fantasize and we distract ourselves, but, like, I just feel like it's important just to say that I'm here with you, and I am honestly so thankful that I have an audience like this, and I hope that you will stick around to the next milestone, which is probably going to be 1,000, and I have no idea how long it's going to take. I don't know when it's going to happen, but in fact, my 100th audio is coming up really, really soon. In fact, wait a minute. Let me just tell you right now. My computer's running slow because I'm running Audacity, but I'm going to look it up real quick. If nobody knows, I have an index of audios, and there's a link to it on, in the description on YouTube. And come on, where the fuck is it? The link to my index of audios, and, like, it's all of the audios, is on my, like, in every, like, description of my, like, every description of videos on my YouTube channel. God, that took forever to say. I can't multitask. And as well as my, like, it's pinned on my Red Threaded where it says welcome to the script cabinet, and it's also on my website. And, this be taken forever. There we go. Yeah, sometimes Reddit is weird and likes to, like, make a jambalaya of everything and move stuff around. All right, index of audios. I just posted a Friday audio. Let's see. Oh! Wait. That was my 100th audio. The Tickler's Hideout was my 100th audio. Oh, great. Well, okay. How about this? Let's celebrate. Let this be a celebration of 500 subscribers and going past my 100th audio. How about that? And I hope that you had a really good time, and I'm going to go get a drink of water and get some sleep. But that was fun, and I hope that you're having a fantastic day or afternoon or night or early morning. And I love you. I support you, and thanks for being here. Bye-bye.